folks who don't live down here ask me, Skeeter, it's hard to believe there's really a place like the South End. Kind of some never-never land, turn left at the first star by Terry's Corner and keep on going till morning. I admit, it does sound damn inviting. A place where the law of physics and the law of Island County don't hold much jurisdiction. A place where jobs are not only scarce, but that very fact is celebrated. A place where maybe too many of us avoided adulthood, but we don't need daycare. Oh, I suppose I could polish up the vision of the South End as a magical world, shine it till it glowed like Aladdin's lamp that offered 3 wishes, but you wouldn't need more than 1 or 2. But there is a dark side to paradise, one you might not notice in the brochures. If I'm going to be the travel agency for Shangri-La, it's only fair I give some warning, if only to deflect future lawsuits. Sure, we're the banana belt of the island archipelago. Judging by the uniqueness of the inhabitants, we're really a Galapagos cut off from the mainland and the mainstream. You visit long enough, and it won't be long before you notice the distinctly odd genetic diversities. I'm talking, of course, about our artist herds. Turn over a rock or go down a laurel-shrouded drive, you'll find 200 subspecies of watercolorists, 50 oil painters, 25 sculptors, and too many glass benders, fusers, blowers, and breakers to shake a punt stick at. They're breeding in the nettle hollows, trading art among themselves, putting on studio shows, turning body shops and beauty parlors into ersatz galleries, filling up libraries and schools and fire stations with unsaleable artwork, building art parks and sculpture gardens. It's as if the Garden of Eden had become an apple orchard, 500 varieties and new grafts every year. There's seemingly no end to it. The inner child has been unleashed, unsupervised, and, well, now is unmanageable. Some folks find an iguana-infested island interesting, I guess. If you're one of these, by all means, come and visit. If the South End inspires you toward aesthetic ecstasy, fine. All we ask is that when you depart, take your inner child home with you. We don't need cross-pollination from the outside world. We're having enough trouble with our native species as it is. The day may be coming when a quarantine is required, not only to prevent contamination from the outside, but to prevent the contagion from spreading.